Some Sudanese activists posted on social media videos of al-Bashir appearing to be in good health while visiting patients in Sudanese Army's Alia Hospital. Late last week, the former president's defense lawyer submitted a petition to the court to release all criminal suspects who are 70 years and above. They also want the court to grant a special bail for all those whose charges are not punishable by the death penalty upon conviction. Al-Bashir's defense lawyer says his client has been hospitalized for over a month but declined to provide details. Samia Argawi, a member of a Sudanese civil society organization, Not Women Oppression, says Bashir appeared healthy while visiting patients, which he says contradicts the reports of the lawyer. Argawi says the video shown on social media confirms that al-Bashir is fit and in good health. We have seen him smiling and visiting other patients, in other words, without any difficulties. She says this is contrary to what has been said earlier, that he is ill and his health condition cannot allow him to be in Kobar prison, Argawi says. Asad Tahir, a member of a Sudanese NGO, Community Empowerment for Development, says whatever the circumstances are, al-Bashir should be held in prison and be charged with crimes he committed in Darfur and other locations in Sudan during the 3 decades he was in power. He says Sudanese revolutionaries will continue to call for transitional justice.
This is a miserable trial, and any attempt to free al-Bashir and others in such a way will be faced with rejection from the public. This is a violation of the justice system and of our revolution.
Khartoum resident Khalid Taha calls the video circulating on social media an emotional setback to victims of mass crimes committed by al-Bashir and his supporters. Taha says the court should never accept any medical reports from the hospital after seeing the video that went viral.
This is propaganda for all the cases of transitional justice in the country. The court is the only way that our people would achieve transitional justice against all the members of the National Congress Party.
Khartoum resident Hiba Ali says there has been much speculation about Bashir's case, including reports that his file has been misplaced. Ali says the military leaders who took control of the country after the October 2021 coup are trying to free al-Bashir and his former top officials from prison. Ali says the big challenge at the moment is military coup that is heavily interfering with the court proceedings. She says, "We have been following all what has been happening. I don't think there is going to be a serious and fair trials on these individuals." Khartoum residents and civil society activists say they fear the judiciary might drop all charges leveled against Bashir. Bashir and a number of his former top officials have been indicted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague on war crimes and crimes against humanity. Last week, the Khartoum court ordered the immediate release of 20 members of Bashir's supporters, including former Foreign Minister Ibrahim Gandour, who has been held in jail since June 2020. The presiding judge said the court could not find any concrete evidence to charge the freed individuals. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.